Welcome to Whose Or Is This with Anthony Waite, a show designed to help leaders and high achievers increase their influence and impact by becoming intentional with how they show up in the world. If the wind does not favor, take to the oars. Here is your host, Anthony Waite.
Welcome to the show. Anthony Waite here, and it's great to have you back. It's great to be back in the studio again for Whose Or Is This? Now, today, what I want to discuss with you is this idea of the business of you. Now, usually, whenever somebody comes into the Lead 360 Academy, which is my private coaching group, or I'm coaching with them one-on-one, I tell them that we're working on some core areas: your life, your leadership, and your business. And most people that I work with aren't entrepreneurs. They're not somebody who is looking to start a business. Many of them are in business, but a lot of them aren't looking to grow in the area of business. These are people who are professionals who have found out that in order to have any success in life, you must first think like a success. You must first be performing as a success way before you become successful. You know, a lot of the people that I work with are very smart in the sense that they don't fall for the BS that most people are peddling today. Now, I say that because there's so many things today that'll try to pull for our attention. They'll try to, you know, sell you a bunch of crap. And here's the deal. When it comes to life, leadership, and business, that business aspect of it is you. We are constantly selling ourselves. And here's what I found. All great leaders are marketers, but not all marketers are great leaders. You see, when you're leading people, you are selling yourself as a leader. You are convincing them of your ability to lead. When you're going for the interview to get a job, when you're going to shift your life for something better than your current circumstance, you have to get the buy-in of the people that are around you. You know, in the military, we go to these boards and we go for, you know, officer of the year, sailor of the year. You know, when I worked with the president, we had to go through a bunch of interviews. And here's the thing. If you can't sell yourself on why they should pick you out of all the other candidates, you know, when I was getting commissioned, I had to go to a board and I had to tell them why they should pick me. I was selling myself. It was the business of me. And on the line was doubling my income. On the line was a better future for my family. On the line was this ability to tap into my potential. So when you hear the word business, I don't want you to be turned off and think, well, I don't have a business. Anthony, I don't want a business. I just want to work. Well, your career is your business. It's how you provide for your family. It's how you provide a life for yourself. Most importantly, it's how you fund your purpose. You know, many people always say, well, you're a naval officer. It's easy for you to say, but that's not who I am. That's what I do. My career is what funds my purpose. It allows me to provide for my family. It allows me to have this podcast. It allows me to go speak on stages. It allows me to do the things that I love because I recognize this one idea of the business of me. Everywhere I go, when I go into a meeting, when I go into an interview, when I go and step on stage, when I go into talking to my team, I am the business. I'm selling them on me and my potential as a leader. And here's the thing, if you can't grasp this concept around your head and you're trying to lead people, you will fail because people are going to judge you. They're going to look at you a certain way. And when you walk into the room, your presence is felt. Now that's either good or it's bad. You get to decide. And here's the thing, when we open our mouth, our influence either goes up or it comes down. And so I want you to think about this. This is the business of you. And so how do you take this concept and apply it to your life? Number one, you got to identify what you stand for. What are your core values? What will you or will you not tolerate? And once you have these core values, you need to think about how do I need to operate so that when somebody meets me, when somebody sees me, they know that Anthony values family. Anthony values his fitness and his health. Anthony values people. He values leadership. So what would they say about you when you walk into the room? Can they tell what you value based on how you present yourself, how you show up consistently on a daily basis? That's ultimately where you want to be. Because when you go into this interview for a new job, when you go interview for a new position, when you interview for a promotion, when you go into a room where you feel less than qualified, you're not confident because other people have more credentials than you. This is where you get the upper hand because you understand that it's not about credentials. It's about your character. And so when you understand this, you understand that your influence is based off of how you show up and how you deliver results. Not once has somebody paid me, you know, $5,000-$6,000 to speak on stage and they asked me, hey, are you qualified? What are your credentials? No, they never asked that because it doesn't matter. They want to know, can you get the results? You see, when you're living with your core values and you have a standard operating procedure with how you show up, you attract like-minded individuals and you detract the people that shouldn't be there. You start to make people feel uncomfortable. And guess what? That's okay, because your job is not to make people comfortable. When people get uncomfortable around you, it's because you're challenging their belief system. I want you to think about this. Take inventory of your circle of influence and ask yourself, do these people value what I value? And they should, but they shouldn't believe the same way that you believe. Because here's the thing. I need people in my life who are going to believe in me when I don't believe in myself. I want people to call me out on my BS, right? My belief system that isn't serving me. So the people you surround yourself with, they don't have to believe the same as you, but they do need to have the same core values. You know, when my wife and I go out with friends and people, we surround ourselves with people who are in the season of raising kids. You know, we have acquaintances that, you know, may not have a family, but it's unrelatable to talk about, you know, what we're up to or what we're doing or the struggles that we're having when the other people don't have kids our age that are around our age. And when you get around people who are value what you value in this season of life, you're able to grow because you're able to see other ways of doing things. And so if you don't know what you value, or even worse, you don't have any values, you're going to find yourself, one, trying to please everybody. Number two, becoming everything for everybody. And then three, feeling like a nobody because you can't relate to anybody. And so you have to understand that this, you're in the business of you. And whenever you're looking at this, the other thing is we talked about was consistency. Once you have your core values and you have an operating procedure, standard operating procedure of how you need to display those core values every single day, you have to be consistent in how you show up. If you say, I value health, and you go to the gym maybe twice a week, are you really going to value health? Like, does it really look like you value health? Are you taking the steps and taking the actions necessary for people to say, yep, that person values their health? Are you being consistent in your relationships for the ones that you lead and those you love? Are you consistently showing up? Because if you show up just once because other people are looking, then you're wrong, because you might get their attention once, but the consistency is what breeds trust. And so how are you consistently showing up for those you lead and those you love? When we look at, you know, living your purpose and reaching your potential, are you pushing yourself out of your comfort zone every single day? Are you challenging yourself mentally and physically, spiritually and emotionally? Or are you doing it once every now and then? You know, when I was, my wife and I, we went to a church in San Diego, and one of the pastors said something that was very interesting, and it spoke to me even, I keep it with me even today. He said, most people are spiritually hungry because they only get fed once a week. They come in on Sunday, they get filled up, and then they go home for, you know, 6 days and come back again and do it again next Sunday. He said, no wonder people are spiritually hungry. And I thought, isn't that interesting? The same thing goes for any other area of our life. You know, we're, you know, financially hungry. We're, you know, physically hungry. We're emotionally hungry because we only practice one thing. We read a book and we put it down and all of a sudden becomes self-help. I want you to think about, how am I growing myself so that when I show up, it's a no-brainer that I'm the person for the job. It's a no-brainer that I'm the person who's going to be the leader in this pack. Stop waiting for other people to go first. You go first. And then that's how you compound into the things that you need to do. And so I want you to think about this concept of the business of you. How are you showing up? How are you convincing people based on your conviction as a leader? And when you do this, people will follow you, not because of what you do, but because of who you are. But you got to get clear on your core values and then create a standard operating procedure and how you will show up. And also identify what you will and will not tolerate. Because remember, you train people how to treat you based on how you treat you. You want more respect? Respect yourself. You want more trust? Trust yourself. You want more belief? Believe in yourself. And people will follow suit. Hey guys, thank you for stopping by today. As always, if you found value in the episode, please share it with somebody. And as always, we'd appreciate it if you subscribe to the podcast. If you're looking to apply these principles and practices further in your life, then I encourage you to join a group of like-minded individuals in the Lead 360 Facebook group. The link is in the show notes below. As always, remember, live, learn, and lead.